a couple points to ponder today, sent in by David. David is a 73-year-old young man here in Costa Rica. He moved from Boise, Idaho, and wow, he's having a great time. And he had a lot of, he wanted me to tell you he had a lot of problems in life. Not going to get into it, but finally he has learned everything about how to make him happy. He says, don't be pushed around by the fears in your mind. Be led by the dreams in your heart. And then he told a little story. He said, once upon a time in a quaint little town nestled between rolling hills and whispering forests, there lived a young girl named Martha. Martha had big dreams that danced like colorful butterflies in her heart. She dreamt of exploring far-off lands, of painting masterpieces that would inspire awe, and of spreading kindness like confetti wherever she went. But amidst her dreams, there lurked shadows of doubt and fear. Doubt whispered in her ear, telling her she wasn't good enough, that her dreams were too big for such a small town. Fear wrapped around her like a suffocating cloak, warning her of the risks and pitfalls that awaited anybody who dared to chase their dreams. One day, as Martha sat on the porch of her little house, gazing at the stars twinkling in the velvet sky, she made a profound decision. She would no longer be swayed by the fears in her mind. Instead, she would follow the bright beacon of her dreams wherever they may lead. With determination fueling her steps, Martha embarked on her journey. Along the way, she encountered obstacles and challenges and roadblocks and pitfalls that threatened to dim the light of her dreams. But with every setback, she found the strength to persevere, for she knew that her dreams were worth fighting for. As she traveled around, well, Martha met people from all walks of life, each with their own dreams and fears. Some had allowed their fears to hold them back, resigned to a life of mediocrity. Others had embraced their dreams wholeheartedly, their eyes shining with passion and determination. And those people faced their fears head on. Inspired by their courage, Martha pressed on, her heart ablaze with hope and determination, and with each passing day, her dreams grew closer within reach. She painted breathtaking landscapes, her brushstrokes capturing the beauty of the world around her. She journeyed to distant lands, marveling at the wonders they held. And most important, she spread kindness wherever she went, her heart overflowing with love and compassion. In the end, Martha realized that the only limits that exist are the ones she placed on herself. By refusing to be pushed around by the fears in her mind, she had unlocked a world of infinite possibilities. And as she stood atop a mountain peak, the wind tousling her hair and the sun warming her face, she knew that her dreams had led her to a life more beautiful than she could have ever imagined. This gentleman who wrote this story, don't know if it's true or not, but he had some fears and he had some dreams. And I'm very happy to announce to you, at over the age of 70, he is living his dream. Costa Rica is having a great time, lots of good friends, eating healthy, hiking the volcanoes and the rainforest, and he wanted me to share his good news with you. And thanks for listening. We really appreciate your time today. If you have a story, a poem, or an adventure to share, anything that talks about good news, doesn't have to be about Costa Rica, send it to us at CostaRicaGoodNews@gmail.com, and we will share it with all who care to listen. I thank you for listening today. We'll be here tomorrow. We hope you are.